on Planet FM, and Aretha Franklin's sisters are doing it for themselves. I think are we actually just being true and real to ourselves? It's the Be About It show, and we have our very own Mema Miley. She's back in the studio, back for 2026. She came through last year, speaking more about her beautiful Mahi, her films, and also it was her birthday, but she's here for the Mahi and the talk regarding advocacy. So, you know, I just want to first of all, like, say thank you, my sister, for coming into the studio. I feel like, you know, when it comes to advocacy and when it comes to community, that's something that I'm not nonchalant about. And being on the Be About It show, that was one of the reasons and the values of why we started the show in the first place was advocacy for voices that were unheard, the invisible, the people that are underneath the carpet.
Well, it's not mainstream. That's one thing about community. And I know you were going to ask me, like, my humble background in radio. Is that what you're going to ask me?
Yes, let's get straight into that. Let's get straight into that.
Just want to make sure this microphone is on it. Thank you, sis. Shout outs to Tina. I've known Tina for many years, and I'm seeing her come back to the community from mainstream. It's quite humbling. And no, sis, God bless you, and God keep you, you and your father, and just the team here at Planet FM for allowing to support more community, whether it's on air, live, and hopefully more video and stuff. But I think towards when it comes to radio, born and bred radio, New Zealand qualified, trained, and Planet FM, for those that don't know, who's just here for the first time, is I was one of the young announcers here 200 years ago, probably time of the Stone Age, Ice Age. And so I started here as a 14-year-old. We were here, me and my beautiful co-host, Nguyen brother, passed on, Isra Talamahina for Radio Ranui. For those that know, born and bred, our West Bay B. And, and we started AIT, humbly AUT, back in the good old days. And we used to climb these Parue stairs, and it was so health and safety at risk. That was the only way where there was no front door. So it was just a small room, just like the studio here. This was our studio, and we had no office. We literally had to squeeze in to get a cup of tea. We'd say, hey, bro, can you pass that cup there? It was really bad. So you imagine trying to fit in a rugby team or netball team. You couldn't fit. You could only fit three people in the office. So that's humble. And, yes, started as a 14-year-old. Did radio for 3 years, travelled, you know, worked for some of the best mainstream stations, still do the odd voiceover work, and have read for news. So I've done some really corporate stuff over the years. Read news for The Breeze, My FM, More FM. Don't worry, whānau, I sound white on ear. Sound Pākehā, Pālangi. So that's where they hire a brown sister. But in saying that, I've loved radio. I've always chosen radio over most of my jobs over the years. I'd always come back to radio. And the start of community, since we're talking about community, you know, humble, is definitely Planet FM. You know, those that don't know, now you know. And I'm so glad I chose radio. And it's good to be back at Planet FM, because that's where it all started. Humble.
That's
so humble.
Where it all started, my sis. And, you know, thank you for that background and that spicy introduction. That's what it's all about, fam. It's all about being you, being real.
Authentic self.
And being authentic. My sister, first of all, my first question is, you know, what is advocacy? You know, I've had the blessing of working alongside Mema on how she really helps community. And I want to get to the heart of this. Like, when it comes to getting support around, you know, Mahi work, or there's an issue that's in the community, or there's something that's happening, I feel like, from what I've seen in the stance of community, we tend to block out and shy away from it. But for yourself, sis, how has that been in over the years of you helping so many families, so many individuals, you know, so many people that, you
My
know,
secrets.
That have, like, no support? Because it's, one, you got to have money.
Yes.
Two, you got to be connected.
Yes.
Three, English. We take this as sometimes it's actually a privilege to understand what you're saying, like, even keep the door closed, or can I please have this? Some people don't understand the terminologies of how to speak, how to gather information. And during my experience with you, sis, the basics of connecting with different people and how to seek for help and stuff, it was challenging, but it was a sad reality.
And just to Afi, my sister here, for those that don't know what Tina is referring to. I connected with a sister. She had something happening, and I was quite shocked at the way how local services, and I mean, there's certain things that I will express, and there's things that I won't say and will say, but overall, generically, is when it comes to advocacy, sometimes the people that you may think may know the law, sadly don't. And sometimes you have to do your own research. And for me, being blessed, having whānau in the law industry, those that have been in the courts over the years, and this is for fair whānau, civil rights, employment, you know, it's an ongoing thing. And fortunately for me, I've had whānau in those fields. And I just was fascinated towards, like, what would they look like in the community. So for those people that I've supported over the years, and it's now nearly 22 years since I've done advocacy, and this is for the courts, this is for our whānau connection, this is for, and this is not just for Māori Pacifica folk people, these are even our ethnic communities. I've helped Asian Oriental, some of our Africans, you know, some of our ethnic groups, even Latino I've helped over the years, towards of immigration. That's sort of helped because, number one, lucky for me, I do speak a little bit of these languages, but in saying that, I think it's just knowledge, and I always have a genuine knack of just wanting to get to know, well, how can I help someone? What's the best way? What's the best form of action to afi them? Because being in 2026, with all the technology that's out there, you know, AI and all this stuff, sometimes it's going back to the basics. Oh, when was the last time you read a law book? Or when was the last time you actually looked in the telephone book? And sometimes that information is there. So I always say to people, before you get frustrated and overwhelmed and stuff, number one, know your rights. Know te te waitangi. Also know the policy that you go through, or even if it's to do with family courts. Now, I always have to say to people, I'm not a lawyer, but I'll advocate for you until, you know, the rooster crows, because sometimes I go into these spaces, I go into court, and I actually go in front of judges and the lawyers and the prosecutors, and I tell them, what's up? So it's like, sometimes I put them in the place because I come with mana, and those that I've advocated, even my late aunt, God rest in peace, Aunt Pepe Faliolo, she helped me. So she was a lay advocate for Māori and Pacifica back in the Henderson District Court back in the day. So she's inspired me to carry on her legacy, and she passed away 2018, and ever since then, as a 16-year-old, I've been advocating for, even like little kids get ripped off from the local dairy, hey, give back their 20 cents change. So I've always been there. And just a funny story, God rest my soul, my dad passed away then. Thanks, Tina, for, I don't want to cry, but my dad passed away in Australia like literally a week ago, and we just finished burying him. So thank you, sis, for remembering my dad. And I remember when I was 8 years old at school, when we had meat pies, they didn't have the meat pie filling, and then I started a protest outside the school. And
yes!
And my dad comes along, because my dad used to be smoking, he used to go, oh, what's going on? Why are the kids outside? He goes, oh, I think your daughter's protesting, but there's no meat pie filling, Mr. Maeli. So my dad was like, oh my gosh, just like the mother, just like the mother. So I think I've been proactive in advocating, and I thank my auntie and also my late father just for fighting for what you think is fair. Mm. And there's a lot of us that are, you know, in the community, you know, serving. But then when it comes to legality and policy and regulations and things to do with things that we just like think, oh my gosh, that's quite hard. I said, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's common sense.
Right.
So if you feel like you've been mistreated or judged or discriminated, you know, hit up a sister. So I mean, I haven't really promoted the stuff. It's more like word of mouth. So I want to thank all those families, as individuals within the communities I've helped since back in the late 90s. And some of them, I've seen them grow from their experiences, as well as yourself, Tina. So I've helped out the sissy with her situations. And yeah, we've sort of seen a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's been quite rough for you, for those that don't know. But I'm just saying, you know, God is good. And I know Tina asked me, what's my motto? I think it's just, what would Jesus do? So as a child of God and an advocate for community, I'll die for community. That's how I started. That's how I'm going to end up. It's just know who you represent and who you serve. That's community 24/7, baby.
24/7, indeed. And you know, sis, with that journey and with that experience, like, this is what I want to share to the community. I'm going to get real here, is that whether you're looking for services, and I never take for granted what I say on the mic, because there's always one soul, or there's always someone that's out there that's listening that needs to hear this information. When you're looking for people who will support you in advocacy, it's super important to know who you're reaching out to. Are they going to be there for you in terms of what you do? And this is what, one of the reasons why I wanted to bring the sister member in, is because this is more than advocacy. This is really bringing a new wave of how we connect with community. So we've got different organizations that are happening here in the community that they say that they have. They're getting, you know, different ways of advocacy from the way that they speak. Like, for example, the law centers, the CABs, the, you know, all these different organizations that say that they give you that stance and that, you know, way of I can be there and I can support you. But the real deal of how they actually come towards you is a huge impact. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to ask Mema, in terms of, like, when it comes to advocacy, sis, we see it, but we never speak about it, because it's something that, like, they will help you, but you go still unheard. And in your experiences, sis, like, with some families, and, you know, some that you won't need to speak about, because, yes, we don't want to speak in terms of the privacy of the families, but the advocacy for family members that need support, and what would you say in terms of things that you can support in Afi, some of our community, and advocacy?
Awesome. Thank you, sis. I think when it comes to, you know, the NGOs, and there are, some of them are good, and some of them, they're with a good intention, as well as there's the ones at the Law Society and all this, at law, our community law centres and CAB. But I think just the reason why I went into advocacy, number one, is for your listeners there humbly, is just because I didn't get help. I started this advocacy humbly because I went out to reach for help, and none of them, especially the ones you've just mentioned, said, we can't help you, because we've only here for an hour. And for those that don't know, CAB, because my late aunt, she used to be a manager for one of them, and she said most of the time would be volunteers. So if you rock up in there looking for a JP, looking for a lawyer for their 1 hour, they say, oh, we don't do that, we don't have a lawyer. So my question was, what do you do? But I know volunteers, they have a time, and to go in there just to collect up their voluntary points or whatever they need to do. But realistically, they should think about it, and whoever, you know, Afi some funds themselves, should actually look at the people that they put in there. Even if you're a lawyer for an hour there, you know, they look at someone like, I remember one time I went in there for something like a legal stance, and the lovely person there said, oh, we'd love to help you, but because I'm only here an hour. And then that's it. And I felt, oh, so you're here for an hour, and there's three other people waiting, and they were here before me, you know, or still waiting to be heard. It's just, you know. So realistically, keeping it real, that's the reason why I started advocacy. And a lot of them have been, some intense situations, you know, crime and all this stuff. But what I did was to bring back the cultural lens. And I think when you look at our own justice system here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, it's quite shocking. It's pretty weak. And like I said before, I'm not a lawyer, and definitely not a prosecutor, but just seeing how it is back then when I first started to where it is now, it's, you know, even I reach out to some of my colleagues within the role I'm in currently, within the community still, they're shocked to see that, you know, we still have people in prisons, and some of our beautiful tāne and our wahine that go through the justice system, even the youth of today, with Māori, Pacific, or whoever, sometimes they heard, their voice is not heard, because you get the lawyer and the judge and the prosecution and team, they're too busy trying to put someone in prison. But then sometimes it's just little things. Sometimes they need to bring back to the marae. Sometimes they need to bring back to the church. You know what I mean? So, because that's why it's so important for people in the community to know who they can go to. And it's not just paying a fee. Like I would suggest, well, if you do have funds and stuff, you know, go to a lawyer, but make sure that they believe in what you believe in, like your values, principles. There's no point in asking for $40,000 and then the person is just taking you up the road when you can just read it on the policy and the regulations of the New Zealand law system, you know. So sometimes it's common sense, but it's actually just making sure whoever you go to has your values and principles at heart, because some of them can rip you off. And yeah, like I never charge people. All I ask is just pay it forward, because to me, the payment for me was just making sure that their voice was heard, pretty much. It's like yours.
Love it. Like, I can listen to this all day. All day, every day.
Just in a charge, you know. Yeah, nothing wrong but the rents.
Yeah. it's, I love this because it's like we never see, like, you know, you go on the community pages right now, it could be east, west, north, or even south.
It's fake.
And like, we don't even like, I just, it's sad because, sis, last night, I'm going to just bring this up. Two kids in front of the countdown. We can see over 30 cars, you know, of families that are coming in and out. We get it. They go big shopping and stuff. It takes $10 to $15 to change, you know, a soul or even get them some food. Like, regardless if they're busking, regardless of their situation or their reality, you can give someone a little bit of hope. And that was like my testimony from last night. Sissy was like,
pay it forward.
Pay it forward, yeah. Like, and, you know, you're doing that, like, regardless of the tala. And, you know, we have less of that in our community. It's becoming less and less.
Yeah.
And it just hit me in the classes when I was sitting there. I was just like, oh my gosh, we don't have enough. Why aren't there people outside of the county? Why aren't there, like, you know what I mean to see?
I mean, for those that are still tuning in, thank you for your support for community radio, access radio, that is, the thing is, because back in the day, remember we were talking about this in the waka in your car a while back, talking about like back then when, you know, those who were running the streets, you know, mental health and whatnot, a different, obviously, industry we're talking about. It's just back then people would go out and try to refer people. And now because everyone's at a clinic, everyone's at a hospital, like there's no one to refer. But you see those one or two situations where you just mentioned last night, those tamariki outside the Woolworths, it just shows that how can we reach that whānau? Like, why do the tamariki have to come out and busk when their parents are at home probably sleeping? Are the parents sleeping because they're tired of work, or are they sleeping because they're over, you know, drunk or whatever, yeah, or, you know, intoxicated? You know, it's those type of things we do not know. But I mean, if the kids were generally out there and, you know, if people could see that, help out. But, you know, who are we to judge? You know, no one's asked another lady bring out her shopping that she was biting off the system just to pay for her groceries. So what gives us the right to judge those tamariki?
See what I mean, community?
Let me hear you sound. Why would you play this song? For the world, let's come together as one. You know, we still do it. You know how it is, but that's the reality.
The voice to make it.
You know, but you guys get it. It's like, and the thing is, I said to Tina before we even turn on the mics, was there's a lovely gentleman along, it was like between Karanga Hapeba K Road and Queen Street, and he always has his little sign out. And he goes, oh, sis, how are you going? Bro, can you change an Australian 50 tala? Well, I just gave it to him because even though he couldn't transfer it, like exchange it, but he just thought, oh, someone gave me like 50 tala Australian, even though he couldn't exchange it. But he was just lucky that someone gave something. And I said, oh, while you're there, you can have my McDonald's combo. I'm supposed to hide. Here you go, bro. But like I said, you know, I try my best. I'm not trying to get like angel stars or
yes,
anything like that, but it's just
exactly.
That's right, bro. I'll starve so you can eat.
But that's what I mean to say, like, it's a sad reality from, I don't know if you saw that Butterbean video of what one of the leaders stated about,
yeah, David Tilly.
You know, it's the little things, and I think the host was quite shocked at how real David took.
Well,
the
he is, you know, his brother was a big back back in the day. Brother was big.
Yeah, it took the conversation to another level. Even the host was just like, but because that's the reality.
Well, if you saw David back in the heyday, he wasn't polite. he was, you know, it's the fungus bomb. You know, he was a Bone Thugs and Harmony fella.
Exactly. And I was looking at the reactions from the host, but this is the reality versus luxury life that people aren't aware of. You know, it's like the reality of ours is different to the reality of theirs.
Just for example, you guys listening and tuning into our Beat About Show to Planet FM, Tina, you know, she was a prim and proper, even me, but at home, oh, someone has to, like, do the vacuum, someone has to mow the lawns, because where's the man supposed to mow the lawns, ladies? Huh?
Exactly. This is the prim and proper look, but
where's the masculinity? Hey, where's the femininity, darling?
It's like we gotta do it all.
Mm-hmm. But see for Christmas, not you.
But that's what I mean, right? So it's like real community, real engagement. Like, we gotta bring that tangible connection back into our community in terms of, hey, how's your girl? How are you going?
And you know, when you mention that, it's like, it reminds me of a bit of COVID. I know that was like 100 years ago, but I remember going onto the balcony, like, one of the neighbors goes, sis, how's it going? Oh, bro, well, good. Yeah, and then he used to yell out, forbidden, I mean, you know, his, I'm seeing some deaths over the years. He said, sis, you don't mind if we just have a little party? Because, you know, I don't think anyone's going to leave either. And I said, no, you just do it. Just don't bring it outside. But, and then now, 6 years later on, it's like, it's different. People's perception of what community is. Like, people don't say hi. Like, even if, because I'm quite one of these, I'm like a recycling queen, whatever. I'm all about making sure the bin is full before I put it out to the curb of the house, you know, the funny. And one of my neighbors who used to be so talkative is not even talk, like, it's like, hey, kia ora, bro. And he's like, oh, hey, mama. Oh. Like, it was, oh, wow, what happened? It's just, because life. Yeah, just life happened. And it's just, but, you know, I try to reach out to see how people are, not being their nosy neighbor, but just.
No,
being,
just
seeing if they're all right, because we don't know what people are going on, you know, what's happening in their lives.
This is 100%. And, like, that brings me to why it's super important for connection. Like, you know, in all this Talanoa, every time I'm around Mema, it's more so of what is the connection that you're kind of connecting with? What is your purpose? And how are you trying to make your light come true by being you? And that's kind of like the stance that I get from you, Sissy. It's like never letting anyone dim your light because of authority or of, you know, power that is above you and stuff. But sometimes it's also that knowledge community, you know, the knowledge to actually read and look at different types of knowledge. I learn a lot just reading different types of things that come into your rights, your civil rights, and, you know, bill of rights.
And even just with the laws here, you know, people forget that, you know, under Te Tiriti o Waitangi, that is our founding document. So establishments, you know, NGOs, charitable trusts, just like Planet FM, they have to abide by that. That's why, you know, people get funded, you know what I mean? So for those that don't know, now you know. So it's more towards of just making sure that whatever you do in life, whoever you work for, just make sure it's like within values and principles, because at the end of the day, there are greedy people out there. There are people that are to sabotage, you know, there are haters out there, but that's just life. But like I said, you know, Jesus is my loving Lord and Savior, and like I said, you know, if I pass away tomorrow, I know I'm on the right side, you know, of my life. And it's beyond this planet, whānau. Like I said, we talk about advocacy and being on this community station, but like what I want to share is just whatever you do in life, just make sure you do it for the right reasons. And I think for me, doing it for this long, humbly, was because I saw the need. And people would come up, like, say, oh, you know, we'd like to meet up with you. Like, oh, that is cool. So it was just word of mouth. And now and again, I get asked to afi people in court. So I go in there, then you see the beautiful judges, and say, oh, kia ora, the kia ora whānau. Oh, no, not that old, but thank you. but the fact that they acknowledge me, not as a lawyer but still from the community, that's humbling. So big ups to everyone that that see that. But then there's a need that it's just trying to create that avenue so people can speak, so they can speak their truth, especially when it comes to advocacy. Because when you go into the courts, people get scared. Like, I've had clients of mine that actually crumble when they walk through the door. People cry because they feel, oh my God, I did something bad. But it's more towards of hearing their voice, you know, hearing their real, their language. And that's why it's important to get to know the situation. Sometimes it could be an error, a mistake, you know, their parking fine, their speed fine could be taken care of if you just look at what happened, do the research, and get someone that actually can represent you. You know what I mean?
I love that. And sis, how can a lot of our community stay connected with you? Because I know this is going to be such a powerful thing for our people. And because there's, I don't know, like the organizations that we have at the moment in our community and the way that they're like, if you see someone that is outside the laundromat and that's outside of Countdown, we haven't done our job. Mm. We haven't done our part in community to make that not a thing. Yes, we've got community wardens, we've got all of this community support, but why are they still on the road? And that makes me think, where is the real advocacy and where is the real mahi going into? So I'm just telling, you know, more so of that vibe of, we need real workers against this. You know what I mean when I say that?
I think what it is, because as I mentioned before briefly, like back in the days when people used to look for clients, we used to go on the streets and the services humbly, and then all of a sudden people had offices, people moved out of Tamaki Makaurau, had their own establishment services, and now they're bringing it back. But the thing is, when they brought back that whole just from what I've experienced over the years, I remember finding this 15, 20 years now, is these services have sort of stayed in the clinics. Mm. And nothing wrong with that. And they're getting the clients to come in. So for advocacy point of view, it's not like people come to me, I go to them. It's different because I believe in a mobile service. And a lot of people would go to an office, like, for example, just an example, CAB, you go and see the volunteers. And some of them, mostly whānau, are volunteers. So if you get there, get frustrated, oh, we can't help you, know that because they are volunteers. And some of them don't have experience. So to me, it would be nice to sort of look at that more intensely. So the people that run CAB, which I know the trust anyway, it's just they wouldn't have to look at that and sort of see the model's great. I love it. But it's the people that they put in there that do not represent the community. And it lacks. Yeah. And when it comes to the tamariki out there, to me, it always starts at the home. Those that are God-fearing people, those that know of the family nucleus, mum, dad, you know, and the kids, normally, that's just my view, is the fact this all starts in the family home. So if you see your neighbour and the kids are running around and someone's got an intoxicator, it's because there's something within the family nucleus that's not doing right. Hence why they feel they can't help their kids. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just the fact that they too need help.
Yeah.
Dad needs help. Mum needs help. Whether you're a father, mother, young wahine, young tāne with kids, because it happens. And sometimes life overwhelms us, you know. And sometimes these services can't help. Sometimes we need our local church, our local marae, you know, our kuia, our kaumatua, you know, our sensei, you know, all the people in the community, the ethnic communities, and, you know, people know this when they hear this. And sometimes we can't just rely on the services. Sometimes we have to get off our butts, stop being lazy, and get in there, you know, get cracking.
I love that. You know, it's just one of those things where I'm just like fully aware of just the heart that you have for people, sis. And, you know, that's what it comes down to. You know, we just need more community members with heart. Because right now, what I'm seeing in my reality versus the luxury that I see is that people are just going to mahi to get their paycheck.
Yeah, and it's like there's no love for it anymore.
That raw love that I used to see in the community like 10, 15 years ago, where you would see that tangible source of people out in the community going, hey, what's going on? Hey, what's like? Now it's just offices built to go in.
Go in
and, what's your problem? How can we help? It's just like, that's great. I'm not saying that it's wrong, but it's like, it's okay to go do your mahi and be outside in the, like, you know, go outside. Smell the fresh air.
Go into the sun. Get a tan. Get a perm.
And I just have to say, for those that are tuning in, I will be sharing a poster. I'll be sharing a video of Mema and her amazing advocacy that's going to be coming. She's already been doing it in the community. Well, we're just making it more liveable and more of an access for people to come through. And I just think it's going to be super epic. So if you're listening to this right now, chuck your energy, chuck your vibe, and jump on our page, Be About It, but also I'm going to be tagging the Mema Pacifica page, so be bound to see more content coming through for that, right?
Thanks for supporting my humble show. I did that because there was no outlet, and that was back in COVID when people were still learning how to do the Zoom. Zoom, zoom, boom, boom. So you'll see a few well-known faces, like you see Nixon there, Nicola Adams, and you'll see like Bo Ronga, my sister's there, sort of supporting another sister, me, and Tina's in it too. I mean, we did that because there's no community out and about, because people were still scared of the COVID. And the reason why, and I said, oh, we're drinking on air. What's going on? I don't drink, Father. I don't drink or something, God. But, you know, just having these stories, it was raw, just like this. So there was our community back then. We did that show from 2021 to 2023, 24. And, you know, we got a lot of followers for that. So, but to me, it wasn't so much the followers as the fact of the content was everyday Kiwis. And we did that for celebrating everyday Kiwis with their stories and their views. And, you know, I just thank you, sis, and for allowing us to put our content there. Yeah, so hopefully week two will come out there anytime soon, but
Yes, for those that are tuning in as well, Mema Pacifica will be sharing her community beautiful content on today or even on Friday, depending on when that comes out. But be bound to see it this week or will be coming out, fam. And Sissy, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going to be sharing more. It's the Be About It show. For those that are tuning in, we have got a minute away before we wrap up for the show. Sis, any last bit of shout out before we wrap up?
Yeah, and that humble online talk show was called According to Mema. So you'll see a few more content there coming up in the next week or so, whatever that may be. And for those that do need support or something to listen to for advocacy, I do help with the legality and whānau spaces. So hit up Tina's page. I'm trying to sort out some funds so I can be mobile to come see you guys and not borrow the family car, but or use my ATOP card and come see you on the bus. But I see that I'm all about community, and Tina can hit you guys up towards of my available details if you need that support, whānau. All right, but thanks for having me, sis. God bless, and keep a community, and what would Jesus do? Amene.
Amene. We are 10 seconds away. Hey, have a beautiful day. This is Aretha Franklin with Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves.
Thank you.